Welcome to Game Master in Action, an RPG podcast not only for game masters, but for all plot enthusiasts. My name is Łukasz, and today we're going to explore a new scenario.
What are we playing today?
Where the Artifacts Go is an original scenario for Mutant Year Zero, an RPG system published by Three League. If you're not familiar with this game, it is set in a post-apocalyptic world where players take control over mutants, human-like creatures with mutations that give them unique abilities. Mutants live in settlements called Arks, located in an area known as the Zone and governed by the Elder. Before the apocalypse, the Zone was a part of a bigger city or its nearby. These are not easy times. Mutants must go into the Zone for expeditions to collect food, water, and other useful objects. The most valued are called artifacts, items from the olden days that still can be used, as long as you know how to. Artifacts come in different shapes and sizes: pills, pieces of clothing, maps, vehicles, and so on. In this scenario, players are taking control over mutants working for Natara. She's one of the Ark's leaders. She trusts them and they trust her, at least to some extent. The Ark is located in a rather peaceful zone. In the past, it was an outskirt of a bigger city, but currently not much of its original infrastructure is left. The Ark is located in the central part of the zone. To the west, there is a rotten lake. The level of contamination is so high that not even a boat can help. There is a small island in the center part of the lake with some buildings, but what are they? It's a mystery. On the northeast shore of the lake, there are a few houses. No one lives there, and because of the rot, no one travels there either. To the north, there is the Dead Forest, creepy and dangerous place. Most mutants try to avoid it as much as possible. Further north, there is a silo, or should I say, the silo, a gigantic construction when in the past grain was stored, tons of it. For many years, citizens of the zone were exploiting it, and now it is empty, not even a single grain left. A few kilometers from the silo, you can find a wreckage of a plane. Many things have happened to it throughout the years. At one point, it was even a home to a large group of mutants, but now it is a bar known as the Aero Club, a good place to buy and sell stuff, and to get some information. Southeast of the Ark, there is a broken airship. It was built from scraps long after the civilization ended. Now it is abandoned. Some say that the first settlers from Player's Ark came to this zone with this airship, but now it's hard to say if it's true.
You'll find the map of the zone in the handouts for this scenario.
The story begins with joyful news. A group of mutants came back from an expedition and they brought with them bags full of goods. One of them looks so heavy that they are not able to carry it, they need to drag it. The Elder takes the explorers and a few chroniclers to check the treasures. It seems that the expedition was successful. Shortly after the meeting, the Elder announces that the Ark gained a valuable artifact, but he's not saying what it is.
Citizens of the Ark, my dearest children, our brave mutants came back from an expedition with a treasure like never before. This is a great day for our community. For now, I cannot tell you what it is. We still need to learn a few things about it. But trust my words. This is an opportunity. No, this is a fact, that with this artifact, our Ark will be stronger than ever, safer than ever, and our life will be better than ever. I know that many of you are afraid of the dangers that are still hidden in the zone, and you should be, but not everything that is from the zone is a threat to us. Trust my words. And now, let's celebrate. I've already instructed our cooks to prepare something special, something festive, for all of us.
The celebration was long, a lot of food, a lot of drinks, songs and dances. Whatever the artifact is, the Elder must be really happy about it. The morning isn't so joyful. Just after sunrise, players are woken up by Natara, one of the Ark's leaders. What's wrong? She seems to be nervous, Something happened, and the Elder needs people to solve the crisis. Natara volunteered for them. Of course she did. They go to the Elder's office. Apart from Elder, two other mutants are there. Jolene and Endel. He's a stalker who came back yesterday from the expedition. The Elder and Jolene are arguing about something, but when players enter the office, they stop. From what players could hear, Jolene claims that this is not the first time, whatever it means.
The situation is serious. There has been a crime in our Ark. Last night, two guards were protecting the gates. One of them was killed. The other one is missing. What's more, the artifact is gone as well. We need immediate action, but also, I don't want to cause panic in the Ark. So whatever you do, do it quietly. The missing artifact is an automaton, a mechanical creature similar to mutants but a machine. I suspect that it woke up, despite the fact that some of us were told that it was safe to keep in our settlement. But it's not the time to blame anyone. We'll do that later. There's no time to waste. We need to get this automaton back.
It seems that the Elder is more concerned by the missing artifact than the mutant. Well, after the meeting, players can talk with Jolene and Endel. Endel says that when they found this machine, it wasn't active, and they were extra careful about it. They've heard stories about machines like that killing mutants somewhere in the zone. He points to the location where they found it, around 6 kilometers northeast of the Ark. It looked like the machine just ran out of energy and died there. There was some sort of a small camp, but without anything valuable left. But he also adds that at this point they were already tired and wanted to get back to the Ark before nightfall, so they just packed up the machine and did a cursory search. Jolene was one of the chroniclers asked by the Elder to check the machine. She says that she was also sure that it was dead, but at the same time she heard stories about machines like that waking up almost out of nowhere. She heard about it in the Aero Club. The owner of this place seems to be interested in all kinds of mechanical objects, so he might know something about it. Jolene adds that if it actually woke up and kidnapped one of the mutants, possibly it took him somewhere where it has its base. If that's the case, they should be careful, and also they can't waste time. She doesn't know what the creature wants, but she's not happy that it knows the location of their Ark. With this, players are ready to start. Before leaving the Ark, they might want to go and check the place where the artifact was stored. There is not much, but for those with enhanced smell, it's obvious that someone was here. Someone who shouldn't be here. If players would like to see the corpses of the kill guard, they learn that he was shot from behind, most likely from inside of the Ark. Investigation around the gate confirms this theory. Whoever was shooting shot also a few of the trees, and based on the markings, they were shooting from the Ark. It won't be easy to find trails. Since the incident, many mutants were already here, but a little bit further from the Ark, for sure they'll be able to find some footprints and also pick up the same smell again, this time stronger. Following this smell and trace, a few hundred meters from the Ark, they'll find two younger mutants from their settlement hiding in bushes. They must be connected to the case, but how? They don't want to talk, and it's quite obvious that they are hiding something, and there is some guilt in their voice. Players will have to make them talk, but that won't be too difficult. They say that during the last night's fest, they decided to sneak into the room where the artifact was stored. They knew that it wasn't with the other objects from the expedition because chroniclers wanted to learn more about it. So they went there. They say that they just wanted to see it, but one of them is learning to be a gearhead. So they thought that they might help somehow, and they tinkered with it, but just a little bit. Then something happened, and the robot started making some beeping sounds and some lights on its torso started to blink. They ran away from the room, hoping that nothing bad will happen, and that in the morning, more experienced gearhead will look at it. But in the morning, they could hear something in front of the gate, and when they went out, they could see that one of the guards was dead, and far on the horizon, the automaton was walking away with the other one. They wanted to help, so they decided to follow it, but it was too fast. They only knew more or less in which direction it went. Checking the map, players can see that the location where the automaton was found matches the direction but it's not a strong clue. The location where the robot was found is not far from the Ark, and mutants won't have many problems with getting there. But of course, I can't guarantee that on their way, they won't encounter any hostile creatures. It seems that there must have been a camp here, and what's more interesting, there has been a fight here as well. Could it be that the robots attacked some mutants here and they managed to defeat it? Looks like it. There are some objects that players can find here. Some of them look familiar. Empty cans and water bottles link whoever camped here to the Aero Club bar. Maybe mutants there will know more about what happened here. But there is something else. A little bit aside from the camp, a piece of technology. Could it be another artifact? It looks like some sort of communicator. A small screen that potentially could display some information. If there is a gearhead in the party, players won't have a bigger problem of accessing information on it. If not, it will be a struggle, but doable. This for sure belonged to the robot.
You'll find its content in the handout for this scenario.
The device shows that the robot was doing some sort of reconnaissance in the area, mapping all the locations with bigger and smaller settlements. Apart from them, one sector is marked. Players know that the silo is in this sector. The silo is empty for many years now, and almost no one goes there anymore apart from zone ghouls. Could it be that this is the place where the robot went? The direction matches, but the road to the silo is not easy. In a straight line, it goes through the dead forest. Another way is to go around it, but it'll take many hours, and honestly, they have less and less time. The Dead Forest is a creepy and dangerous place. All the trees here are dead, covered with black slimy substance. Apart from that, it's known for creatures, mutated animals, that will not hesitate to attack any mutants. Some say that before the apocalypse, the forest was a place of experiments, or some sort of garden with plants and strange animals from all over the world. But now, everything that lives here is against mutants. Poisonous plants, dead trees with sharp branches infecting with rot, gigantic insects living in underground colonies. Some even say of mutants that lost their minds intoxicated by forest fumes. They will have to be extra careful not to cause attention and get out from there unharmed. The silo is a different story. After getting out of the forest, players will be able to see it far on the horizon, around 4 kilometers from where they are. The construction is gigantic, and it is a good orientation point in this part of the zone. Most of the time, the area of the silo is safe, but occasionally, zone ghouls are occupying its surroundings. If players have something to trade, there's a chance that they will be able to buy access to the silo, but in any case, it is safer to wait and not risk open confrontation with them. The silo is 40 meters tall. There is a ladder that leads all the way to the top. Of course, at this point, it is heavily corroded, so anyone going up should be careful. There are three galleries around it, each every 10 meters. The last one has a door. It was installed a long time ago by mutants. Careful observation shows that there is something on the second gallery, and also some small objects on the ground. They look like pieces of solar panels. Could it be that the automaton was recharging here? Going up requires precision, and it would be wise to use some equipment to support them in case of a fall. In the second gallery, there is blood. Someone was fighting here. The blood is fresh, but it's impossible to tell whose blood is it. For sure, not robots. The door on the third gallery is sealed. If players manage to get inside, they'll see a platform. From it, years ago, mutants were collecting grains. But now, someone created a camp here. There are two sleeping bags, food and water. Also, some strange equipment, artifacts maybe? All of those objects have a symbol on them, a logo that players have never seen before. One of the artifacts is known to players. It's a message recorder, and the Elder has a similar device. They can check what is on it.
We had some troubles with our automatic scout. But with some delay, it came back with another of those humanoids, those mutants. It looks like they are immune to the disease that is killing us. We'll take them to the island. They don't have a way of getting there. We'll start the experiment as planned. We need to find a cure.
You will find the full version of this recording in the handouts for this scenario.
So, could it be that whoever was here is not a mutant, but a human? The silo is a good observation point. If players have binoculars, they can see that there is some sort of a boat crossing the lake. From the distance, it looks like it's actually hovering over the water. Who are those people? How on earth has no one ever seen them before? So, what to do next? Going to the island is impossible. The distance is far too big even for mutants that can fly, not mentioning the rot, of course. Maybe going back to the Ark and reporting what they've learned could be an option, but for sure Natara won't be amazed by them coming back without the missing mutant. If players decide to go back to the Ark, Natara will organize an expedition to the old airship in an attempt to fix it, or at least to fix it enough to get to the island. Jalin mentioned that in the Air Club, they might have some information. Maybe they know something about those humans. The Air Club bar is located in a wreckage of an airplane. The owner, Burn, is a mutant respected in the zone. Everyone knows that he can be trusted, and most importantly, he knows everyone. Doesn't matter if it's an Ark or just a small group of mutants. Sooner or later, everyone wants to cooperate with Burn, one way or another. Most likely players already know him. If not, just mentioning that they are from the Ark is enough for him to greet them like old friends, with a reasonable dosage of caution, of course, and a gun behind the counter. When players explain the situation, he says that he heard stories of missing mutants. At least two or three other settlements were saying that one of their mutants disappeared without any trace. And it's always one mutant. He heard also rumors about an automaton. It appeared in the zone a few weeks ago, but some mutants says that they saw it before, almost a year ago, taking samples of soil, water and plants. It wasn't aggressive and was ignoring mutants, but when attacked, it was lethal. As for the symbol, he has seen it before. Many years ago, he was trading with some mutants from the north, and they had some objects labeled like that. They said that they had them from an abandoned underground shelter. What was strange, they said that it looked like whoever lived in the shelter moved out. As for the lake, Burn knows something, but he's not sure if he wants to share it. Players will have to find a way to convince him. Possibly, no one apart from him knows that, but there are two ways of getting to the island. In the Dead Forest is an entrance to an underground tunnel leading to the island. It's covered with rubble, but he can point on the map where to find it. Knowing what's going on in the forest, the tunnel must be even worse. But there's another way. In one of the buildings at the shore of the lake, there's a military boat that is rot-resistant. Many years ago, a small group of mutants lived here, and he remembers that they were using the boat to travel across the lake. Now, those houses should be abandoned, but who knows what danger might be hiding within their walls. Players have at least three ways of getting to the island. That's a lot considering that earlier this day, the island was unreachable for them. But I leave it to you and your players to decide which way to go. Let's go to the island. The lake is not a real lake. During the apocalypse, part of the terrain collapsed, creating the lake and leaving only some land in the center, known as the island. Infrastructure close to the shore is destroyed as well, but buildings deeper inland are still standing. It seems that in the past it was a gas station, but with time adapted by mutants and was clearly abandoned after that. There are few smaller buildings, and one of them hides another entrance to the tunnel connected with the forest. The biggest building has a scrap tower built on top of its roof. There are some cars, or what's left of them, and a lot of rubble. It shouldn't be hard to sneak their way closer, unless there are some traps.
You'll find this location in the handouts for this scenario.
Players, of course, are not alone there. At least two people are talking and guarding the area. But the final number of humans is up to you to decide. The moment players are noticed, the battle begins. Humans won't give the space easily. There is also the automaton, which after first shots will guard the area from the top of the tower. Will players defeat the enemy and find missing mutants? Or maybe they will decide to join humans and help them. I leave this for you to discover. That's all for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed the story, and if you did, hit that like button and subscribe. Remember to check the link to the handouts in the description below. Thank you for joining me, and see you in the next episode. Until then, may your roles be critical and your adventures be legendary.